Hope News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Landlords and real estate agents will no longer be allowed to charge renters extra fees when transferring rent under new laws to be introduced by the state government. Under the proposed laws, landlords and their agents will have to offer renters a free way to transfer their rent. The new laws to be introduced next month also have property owners that wouldn't be able to refuse a pet without a good reason. The smoke alert has been issued for Sydney after a hazard reduction burn on the northern beaches over the weekend got out of control. Jack Hahn reports from Beacon Hill.
The RFS warning that we can expect smoky conditions for today and perhaps even tomorrow. If you are waking up here in Sydney right across the metro region and you step out the door, you will notice a very strong smell of smoke. It is coming from the northern beaches. This bushfire continuing to burn this morning. Crews hoping to take advantage of favourable conditions to mop up the rest of the fire. There will also be a series of hazard reduction burns conducted right across the metro area today, including in Sydney's west, with a burn planned for the Northern Road in Penrith, as well as a burn planned for a park in Palm Beach.
New polling data shows housing remains voters' number one concern ahead of tomorrow's Reserve Bank interest rate decision. Liz Daniels reports from Parliament House in Canberra.
The latest news poll shows that as Australians struggle with the rising cost of living, it is their ballooning mortgages and rent that are the biggest pressure point. 40% said housing is their biggest issue, ahead of groceries, energy, insurance and transport costs like fueling up. That as we await the latest Reserve Bank rates decision tomorrow, though it's not expected that the board will move.
Tougher rules are being signalled for Australia's cryptocurrency sector. Carolee Katsimbanis reports.
Australia's corporate watchdog, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, will today tell cryptocurrency industry leaders the industry should prepare to be licensed under corporations law. Updated regulatory advice is set to be released within the next 2 months. The Albanese government is preparing new legislation requiring crypto exchanges to hold financial services licenses and to set down rules for custody of digital assets to reduce risks for investors in the crypto sector.
Overseas, Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon are both threatening to escalate cross-border attacks, despite the United Nations warning the Middle East is on the brink of imminent catastrophe. Hezbollah has launched a number of rockets into northern Israel, landing much deeper than previous attacks. In Lebanon, 3 people have been killed in Israeli strikes. At least 51 people have been killed in an explosion at a coal mine in eastern Iran. More than 20 others have been injured. The explosion was caused by a gas leak. It's still unclear how many people remain trapped. A left-leading politician has won Sri Lanka's presidential election, promising good governance and tough anti-corruption measures. Samira Hussein of the BBC reports from Colombo.
Anura Kumaradesanayake arrived at the Election Commission offices in Colombo for the official announcement. On the street, euphoric supporters chanting his initials, AKD. This has been an election marked by firsts. Ethnic and religious divisions were not the focus of voters. Rather, the economy was the salient issue in this campaign. This was a peaceful election with no reports of any violence. And then, of course, it is the winner himself, not new to politics, but whose popularity increased in the wake of the country's devastating economic crisis 2 years ago.
Hope Sport.
Australia has clinched a 29-run victory over New Zealand in the women's second T20 cricket clash to secure a series win. In the English Premier League soccer, Manchester City has salvaged a point in a dramatic 2-2 draw with rival Arsenal. John Stones scored for the champions in the 98th minute.
Hope weather.
A sunny day, light winds becoming northwest to northeasterly 15 to 20 kilometres an hour early this afternoon. Heading for a top of 27 degrees in the city, getting up to 29 degrees in the west. Right now it's 14 degrees in the city and 9 in the west. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a top of 25. Wednesday, a hot day, a top of 30 degrees forecast with a late shower, cooler on Thursday. And that is the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Here we go again. Gorgeous. guys, strap yourselves in for Series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia. And we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, Co-Medical Director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year expert, Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 1032 app. We look forward to your company.
How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a one-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
What do you imagine a survivor of the Rwandan genocide would tell you? At this year's New College Lectures, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri will be speaking on the power of forgiveness and finding peace and healing. For 3 nights, this Tuesday to Thursday, station sponsor New College presents survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri. These 3 free lectures are hosted at New College on the Uni of New South Wales campus. For more info, go to the events page on the New College UNSW website.
The M5 motorway is slowing citybound out of Casola this morning. The Hume motorway northbound on the approach from Macquarie Links is congested. Parramatta Road slow both ways. Clyde into Auburn. The domestic terminals are slow for Joyce Drive, Qantas Drive and Dereedon Street. Take the family away next school holidays with Flight Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. Station sponsor, I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, Tiff! Brendan, I need you to breathe. Yep, he's gone. Okay, guys.
Your mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Danabelle.
All right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
1, 2, 3,
go! With Brendan and Danabelle.
Monday morning, here we go. Danabelle, yes. Extra pumped this Monday morning.
Yes.
As the Swannies are through to the AFL Grand Final.
That's it. 95-59 to the Swannies. Let's go, guys.
For someone who's brand new.
Oh, shush.
To the my AFL team. Scene.
That's my team. That is definitely my team. But later this hour, the weather was amazing for the weekend. Trains were announced to be free, but not all was as advertised.
Not at all. Oh, but up next, there is a new push to see more female toilets built. And if you've been to any large crowd event or even shopping centre, this is a no-brainer. So I don't even know why this discussion is happening. I'm like, sign the legislation, get it happening. But anyway, let's start the day right. Let's spend some time with God in devotion. Here is John North.
Time with God with John North from Ambassadors for Christ on Hope 1032.
Good morning. Welcome to a new work week. And as we get into it, let's start it out the best way possible by spending some time with God in His Word. I want to start this week by reading from the beginning of the book of Hebrews in the Bible. You know, the Old Testament was written over thousands of years. And when it came to the time of Jesus, He brought a whole new thing into the world. And all of the books of the New Testament in the Bible were written over a relatively short period of time. And the letter of Hebrews starts out by thinking back to the Old Testament. And he says, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. And the thing that the writer of Hebrews notes is that whether it was in the Old Testament or in these last days in the New Testament, God has spoken to us. Now that is a fantastic truth. Just think about that as you go into your life today. God has not left you alone in the world to try and find your own way. God has spoken to us. He's spoken to you. He wants to speak into your life today through His Word, the Bible. He doesn't expect you to just somehow figure out how to make life work. You've probably been trying that on your own for some time, and it doesn't work very well, does it? But God has spoken to you. God has a way to make your life work the way He designed it to be. God wants to be involved in your life. So I encourage you to make a commitment in your life to begin spending time with God. He wants to speak to you. He wants to guide you in life. Every day, at the beginning of the day, just carve out a little time to open your Bible and read it and say, God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me? God has spoken to us, but notice what He says in these last days. He has spoken to us by His Son. That's Jesus. Here's one of the great truths you need to understand. If you want to know God, then you need to get to know Jesus. Now, maybe if you're not a Christian, you think, well, what do you mean get to know God? Can you really know God on that personal level like you know another person? And what do you mean get to know God? Does that mean if I just start going to church, suddenly I'll know God? It doesn't work like that. Those who do know God go to church. They spend time with other Christians to be encouraged. They want to hear the Bible being taught by a Bible teacher. They want to be strengthened for the week ahead. Yeah, we go to church, but going to church doesn't make you know God. The fact is, there's a barrier between us and God. There's a problem, and that problem is something that the Bible calls sin. And what it means is, I think you know in your heart, you've offended God a lot of times, haven't you? When He's spoken in anger, when you've done things you knew God wouldn't want you to do, when your conscience makes you feel guilty about something, we know that we've broken God's laws so many times, that we've offended Him personally. God is angry, and He's also a just judge who needs to judge our sins. But here's the great truth. Jesus loves us so much that He said, I will become a man and live a life, and a life without sin, but then I'll die on the cross, taking what they deserve as punishment for their sins, taking your anger, Father, so that they can be forgiven. This is the great truth of Christianity. Not that you have to somehow pull up your socks and be good enough for God. You can't. But that God has done what needs to be done to make forgiveness possible for us through Jesus' death on the cross. So if you want to know God, you need to come to Him and just simply say, thank you so much for what you have done for me. I know I need your forgiveness. Please forgive me and make my life what you want it to be. When you do that, God comes into your life in a new way. You begin to know God personally, and your whole life then is this adventure of a growing relationship with God. I'm John North.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the
forever to the King of Kings. it was. All of heaven held its breath till that stone was moved for good. For the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs.
Song Worship here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And a brand new conversation is happening right across Australia now to see a push or a national construction code adjusted to see 2-to-1 ratio of female to male toilets become mandatory. Now, data has revealed that women are 34 times more likely to queue up for the loo yes. than men.
I 100% support this act.
I think anybody who has been to the airport,
yes,
has been to the shopping centres,
or to any theatre show,
any theatre shows, events,
yeah.
would see the humongous line that always builds outside of the women's toilets.
Yeah, okay,
and yes. the lack of one at the men's.
That's true. Well, because when the gals go in the bathroom, we catch up on the weekend. If we don't know each other, it's, oh, my gosh, you comment on each other's outfits and you're just loving all the things.
Yes.
And then it's, so where did you get that from? And then next minute it's like a, you know, half an hour chat. And that's why the bathrooms are full.
Is that the reason why the bathrooms are full, is because girls have a good chit chat? Whereas for guys, it's the bro code. It's like, you don't talk. You go in there, you get out.
Oh, we become best friends. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You walk out with best friends, like new friends in the bathroom. Because
right.
you go in with your friend, obviously.
Yes.
Safety in two.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go in with your friends, and then once we're chatting, then another girl hears what you're talking about, and you're like, and then you just chime in. There's this, like, this open conversation in the bathroom.
Because I think that there would be a, you would expect to see a lineup of men come out the door as well, because of the unsaid code that if you walk up to the urinal, that you stand there and there's, you need to have them free on either side. So you go to the next one
That's
along.
So
you
funny.
Always leave a gap. It is the unsaid
it's like
rule.
It's, yeah, it's the wall of silence.
Yes.
It? You do not.
So you think that there would be a lineup of them outside just as much because we've got this wall of silence.
When you're
us.
In the stalls, do you guys chat?
No.
So there's never been someone that's been like, oh, hey, bro.
If they do, you're like, hi, and shut them down really quickly.
Really?
Yep. You don't talk in the bathroom. We're all there to do one thing. You do it and you get out.
We're having a good chat. But in the girls' bathroom, there's just a lot of us that all wait for right. when it's the break. So then we all go at the same time. So it just makes sense there's needs to be a 2-to-1 ratio. I don't know why they never thought of this before.
Because they are saying that not only does there need to be a 2-to-1 ratio, but women account for 80% of people with incontinence, and yet somehow our access to the women's bathrooms is still shockingly low.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, there's many things that, you know, account for why we need to make this happen. Outside of the line coming out the door and blocking queues at footy events and sporting events and theatre shows.
We also debrief whatever we're watching.
Oh, stop it.
So it's like, oh, my gosh, how good was that moment when she just reached that note? Like, it was incredible. And then we start singing together, washing our hands. It's just a whole beautiful community moment in the bathrooms.
That is hilarious.
But yes to the 2-to-1.
Right. Who would have thought that a trip to the toilet would have been good for community?
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
At WorldShare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive, and living without hope. That's why, for over 80 years, WorldShare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs, and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Parramatta Road is slow both ways this morning from Clyde into Auburn. The M4 motorway is slowing eastbound Eastern Creek through to Greystanes. Congestion for the M5 citybound out of Casola into Moorbank. The Q motorway building northbound on the approach from Macquarie Links. Brighton-Lasands delay free for General Holmes Drive. That's a Bay Street both ways. And the airport tunnel slowing inbound through Mascot towards Foreshore Road. I'm Monique Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
That's the first time I've heard of these people. Style Council. Here on Hope Breaking with Brendan Tenney.
Come on, as if you don't know that.
No.
Shout to the top. Hello.
I did not grow up with
Style Council.
Anywho, Hope Breaky podcast, fam. Brendan and Danny Bell came. It dropped on Friday.
Yes.
So you need to grab that wherever you find your podcast. But it's so fun because it's the highlights from the week, and you can catch up with us if you. Because I know a lot of people that can't like listen to us in the morning.
Yeah.
And they've told me, oh, I listen to the podcast. And I was like. That's fun. So join them on Hope Breaking, Brendan and Danny Bell podcast.
And just so you don't miss out on the next one, make sure you subscribe. So then every time one drops, the special ones as well as the Friday ones, you will get notifications that they are up and running so you don't miss out on the podcast.
Yeah, do your life a favor, fam.
Oh, do it a favor.
Come and join us.
And do your friends a favor. Send it to them as well.
Yes, very good. We're not meant to do this alone. Join us.
Well played.
Wasn't for you. Lost in the dark, then you walked in the room. I came alive when you opened my eyes. I won't go back to the light. The world might be shaken, but I stay in your presence. Standing strong in your If I am your temple, you're already here. Heaven surrounds me when I call your name. There's nothing that you cannot change. Singing in every sorrow, I'll keep on praising. You're always with me, I know. You're never letting me go.
Danny Gokey here on Hope Breaky. It is 6:30 with the latest news headlines. Anita Savage, good morning.
Good morning. Landlords will no longer be able to reject pets without a valid reason under a proposed shake-up of the state's rental laws. Under the proposals to be introduced into Parliament next month, landlords would also be forced to give tenants a fee-free way of paying their rent. Residents across Sydney are being warned today to brace for smoke as hazard reduction burns continue. The mop-up is continuing on the northern beaches after a hazard reduction burn got out of control over the weekend. The Master Builders Association's forecasting the building and construction industry needs 130,000 additional workers this year. It says the number of people joining the industry isn't enough to keep up with demand. The federal government's bid to reform the Reserve Bank has suffered another blow. The Greens are insisting interest rates must fall before they support the legislation, which would split the board in two. Australia is expected to achieve a bigger surplus than forecast in the May budget due to reduced government spending. The final figures are yet to be released, but are predicted to show a surplus above $9.3 billion. Overseas, Hezbollah and Israel are continuing to exchange heavy cross-border fire. Both groups are warning they are ready to escalate the conflict further. And in sport, Australia's women's cricket team has secured the three-match T20 series against New Zealand with a 29-run win. And I'll have more news at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Anita. And up next, the Sydney trains were announced to be free over the weekend. So I thought I'd take advantage of it only to get there and see that it wasn't as what they had said it would be.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply meant to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
Don't know where I stand yet. Everything will be alright. Your whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't know where I stand yet. So many things that I just never said. Like all the things I think about when I'm in bed. I never really liked to hear that I was wrong. I saw my motivation ever saw the sun. It's been super cloudy, I'm used to the night. I lost so many things, almost lost my sight. It all changed when I found you. This attitude to everything and run towards you. I'll never be by myself. I got you right by my side. I know you'll never leave me alone. You're the rider, I'm the bone. It's all I start again. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. The whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trial, he's faithful and he's true. The whole world's in his hands.
The whole world's in his hands. For the souls of the soldiers on the narrow road, lost some bros on the shoulder. See, it's getting colder, but I know what he told us. They gon' hold you down, but the crown gonna hold up. Yes, indeed, on my melody, it's by that day, and I will never leave. I don't need to die for me to rest in peace. The recipe, half a cup of liver, water, flesca. Singing D-O-S-V-L, he cumple su promesas. Rapper, let me see, heaven looking good on me. Ooh, yeah, turn my 2020 to some 23. Ooh, yeah.
todo el mundo, en su mano está todo el mundo, en su mano está todo el mundo, en su mano está, y todo va a estar bien.
Evan Craft, I wish that you guys could see this, but Brendan just singing into the microphone.
Miming it.
I'm sure. Can't wait for the cameras to be in here because that would have blessed you. Hey, listen to Hope Brecky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
Hey, on Friday we got the news that came through during the show that Sydney trains were going to be free over the weekend due to some strike action that was going on. And I was like, you beauty.
Organising your week.
Yep. My parents were in town. I'm like, great, we're going to jump on the trains. We're going to head on into the city.
Yeah, lovely.
The closest train being the metro for me. So
perfect.
Made the plans. We'd mapped it all out. Well, I'd mapped it all out about the ultimate Sydney experience I was going to take them on.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the train station. I'm like, oh, this is unusually empty.
Yeah, the car park was free.
Yeah. It was like over 200 open. Free spots. The gates were open.
You didn't immediately go, huh, that's weird.
No, I
no,
didn't.
No, you were pumped. You're like, yes.
I was pumped. I'm like, the Lord is kind. I can get a car parked down the bottom. I didn't have to go all the way to the top.
Parked right
the car
near
in
the front.
Sun. Yep, very right by good. The door, living my best life. Jumped on that lift down to the platform level with a big grin on my face and a skip in my step. Went walking along.
Yep.
Get to the gate. The gate is closed. But like the big security gates with a sign on it going, metro down for track work until the end of Sunday.
Stop.
I'm like, what? You said that it would have been free. And even with the gates open when I pulled in, that indicated it would be free. And it wasn't because they were doing track work.
Pause. You didn't think to go, oh, okay, maybe we'll go down to Blacktown Station or the Seven Hill Station and then we'll catch the train? You didn't think of that?
Protested. Didn't go.
Brendan.
So we changed plans completely. I know. Judgment passed. I feel that.
But then 100% I'm judging you.
It could have been a great day. Anyway, this
your parents
we'll
are here
afternoon.
From Adelaide, and you don't think to go, okay, hold on, troubleshoot. So metro's down, but there's a whole nother train line that you could catch, so you could just drive a little bit down the road.
Listen, the stress of the moment.
I can't
when
believe
you
this.
Are hosting.
I'm judging you
completely,
so hard
my
right now.
Brain went to mush.
No, you're such
I was
a
like,
blessing.
I don't know where to go, what to do.
Your parents are here all the way from Adelaide,
yes,
and you don't even
you.
Think to drive
you
10 minutes down the road
times.
To go to Seven Hill Station.
Would have been 20 minutes down the road, but anyway, it was
20 minutes down the road.
Do you know what? In Adelaide, that would have got to the city and passed.
I would have straight shot past the city.
Would have gone right across town.
I just need you to know, you need to troubleshoot better.
I need
that
to
was
100%
hilarious.
Troubleshoot better. I need to have backup plans for my plans because they always fall through.
We're having conversation after this.
After
that's
this,
ridiculous.
I need a host better. But do you, when you've got people over and they're here on a trip, do you get like host pressure?
No, because I organise weeks in advance.
Oh, listen. See, I did.
Did
it
you?
And I had
did
all
you
the
organise?
No, I had my lists. I'm like, okay, today
when
we
did
can
you
do
have
this,
your list?
This, this, and this.
I'm
I had
judging
it last
you
week.
So hard right now.
I go, here's my list and list. And then I see what they feel like. Because, like, often they're like, oh, we don't want to travel that
so
far.
So do you never talk to your parents before they came?
No, because on the time, they've been here before. Listen. They've been here before and they've seen so many things. So
I hope your
like,
family are listening
what
to this
would you
right
like
now.
To? No, they're probably beautifully sleeping, the little blessings.
Ruth and Wayne, I got your
in
back.
Incredible
that
beds
was ridiculous.
That I
apologize.
For them. At least I wanted something. They've got good beds to sleep
I apologize
in.
On behalf of your son. His lack of hosting etiquette.
Listen. Listen. Enough. We're going to go to a song. It says we are done and on the subject, I think you are. The Madden Brothers. You're an Oprah Ricky. Brendan and Danny Bell.
We'll be right back.
Madden Brothers, we are not done, because I was talking to Brendan still about his parents and, you know, the terrible hosting etiquette he had.
They were here to spend time with me and they've loved every moment
of it. We do move on.
Thank you.
You get to redeem yourself today.
Yeah, all right. In your standards. But hey, when it comes to fruit and veg, are you one that gets the fresh stuff or are you like, hey, I'll stock up on the frozen bits?
Veggies fresh. But then, like, peas and things we do frozen.
Right.
But then we buy all our, like, meat and stuff fresh, but we freeze it.
Same.
Yeah.
Forget it. If I get it, you know, on sale, I'll stock up, fill up 100%. The freezer. You've always got to have the stock of it backed up in the freezer. Well, a leading nutritionist has said that there are some surprising benefits to frozen food than fresh, because over recent decade, we've seen a shift of people moving away from frozen food.
Mm-hmm.
Being that frozen food could be there for a long time, they don't know the nutritional value, everything, whereas there's been a big push on freshness.
Yeah.
And that's been done by the supermarkets and various brands going, you know, fresh is better, we've got the freshest products. And even with the money magazines and the different star ratings, focusing on freshness, which has seen people move towards it, neglecting the quality and the great things that can be found in frozen food.
Hmm.
And some of the items being broccoli, when frozen, can have a higher vitamin B12 content than what fresh stuff does, because the longer it's been away from the stalk when it was cut, when it was harvested, the vitamin B12 instantly starts to reduce.
So really you should buy veggies as you're going to make them.
Yes.
Cook them.
Correct. And so they're also saying the same with meats. So freezing fish can help its heart-healthy fatty acids stay longer, like omega-3, continue to be active and not become dormant within the meat.
Interesting. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we freeze fish.
Freeze fish. Do you chop it all up? Like, do you do like the, you know how you see those life hacks where someone will go, oh, they've got the steak, then they chop it up into the fry, they put the marinade, et cetera, in it, put it in a Ziploc bag and then chuck it in the freezer. So then all you have to do is pull it out, throw it in the pan.
No, I do the marinade fresh.
You go. Same.
So I defrost the meat, then I do the marinade.
Yeah.
Soak it for a couple of hours.
Well, they're saying that sometimes even freezing that kind of stuff, flavoring with it, can help as well.
Because then it seeps into the meat and then stays there. That's really cool. The fish, because we buy full fish.
Right.
Head, everything, tail, all the things.
Little gubby.
And then we just freeze the whole thing. And then when we want to use it again, we then defrost the whole thing in there. Because usually it's for like a big family dinner or something.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So apparently there's benefits in having frozen food. We need to not neglect them, but continue to
use them. Don't neglect them, fam.
No. I just go, it's great when saving money. That's really, in this cost of living.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you get, yeah, get stuff on discount, you stock up, fill that trolley while it's out cheap, buy bulk now, shove it in the freezer, you need and to have save it in the long term.
You need to have a decent freezer too. Because some fridges, you know how it's the long, like the French door fridges, but it's top to bottom.
Yeah.
And then one whole side is freezer.
Right.
But usually it's quite narrow.
Yes.
So that's, I've seen a lot of people have that and I'm like, oh, this sucks because you're trying to freeze all the things, but it's too full.
Did your family grow up with the extra freezer? So you had the fridge in the kitchen, and then the freezer was like in the laundry or out in the back shed.
It was downstairs in the basement.
Yes.
And then I had to always run downstairs.
Right. The big box freezer.
But the thing is, my dad worked in an appliance store.
Yeah.
So we grew up in the back of that appliance store. So downstairs was like the basement for all the appliances as well. And then we had our freezer randomly. Oh. So it was actually scary sometimes, guys, when I had to go downstairs, get into the freezer.
It's like that
scene. Like those movies, guys.
Yeah. The scene in Home Alone.
Oh, yes.
The combustion heater turns on, but it wasn't a heater, it was your freezer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Danielle screaming in the corner, running out the stairs with her bag of peas.
Literally me.
Never fear, I got the peas. We're all good.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danielle on Hope 103.2.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So, boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sale?
Oh, no. Don't spring that on me.
Perhaps something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blind shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Brighton Les Sands, we've had a crash. Citybound, the Grand Parade approaching Bay Street. North Manly, wires are down, closing Kentwell Road both ways. That's between Pittwater Road and Condamine Street. Off in the Blue Mountains this morning, Blackson traffic lights are flashing yellow at the corner of Great Western Highway, Leighton Avenue. We've got a busy run for the domestic terminal approaches this morning through Mascot. It's slow for Joyce Drive and Eridan Street. The airport tunnel also slowing inbound towards Foreshore Road. I'm Nick Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
Stormy weather at 57 Mount Pleasant Street.
Crowded House. You're on Hope Brecky with Brendan and Danny Bell for your Monday morning.
Oh, I love love. Don't laugh. Okay. It's good. But The Voice Australia, there was a very lovely moment. Now, we've got two contestants, York. Her name's York Health. Heath, sorry, and Jenna, his name, oh my gosh, York Heath and Jenna Hudson. So they're dating and they're yes. on Team Kate together.
Okay.
So I thought it was a bit random when she chose the same team as him, but they did, which is fine. But because they're going to end up versing each other.
Well, this is anyway. True. It'll be a battle between husband and wife.
Well, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay. So there was a moment this weekend where they went off script.
Oh,
so they're in the middle of the battles in The Voice. Okay. So they're versing each other. They finished their battle,
and he broke up with her.
Oh my gosh, Brendan! Then he went off script, and he said, "Can you come over here for a moment?" And here's the thing: Sonia Kruger has no idea what's happening. She turns to the producers and says, "What's happening?" The coaches don't know what's happening either. They're like confused. He's like, "Can you just come over here?" And he starts talking to her, and then proceeds to say, drops to one knee and says, "I want to be on your team forever. I love you so much. Will you marry me?" And she's like, "Oh my gosh, yes!" And I'm like, "Ah!" Like this whole moment, it's so cute and so random and awesome and exciting. And I'm like, oh, engagements. It's like, when is it, you know, just really, okay, why are you doing this in front of everyone? Or when is it, oh my gosh, yes, how exciting. Because we've been at conferences and things where randomly engagements have happened on stage.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
The crowd goes wild.
In front of 20,000 people.
But what always makes me laugh is when they do those public ones and you just see, everyone always says yes. There's never a no. But it's always that awkwardness. You're like, oh, he's in trouble later. Because, like, you're on stage on a big public forum like that.
And she's not like that.
And she's not like that. Mm-mm. She's probably like, yeah, do you know what? It would have been lovely at a restaurant, a bit more intimate, maybe a nice view somewhere.
And it's like, bro, know your girl.
Yes. And now you've chosen to do it in this public forum. It's like when you go to a concert or something, you're at the warm-up guys, and then they're like, oh, get up here.
Yeah.
Are you with someone? You get up here too. And then, oh, they propose.
Oh,
yeah. And she's like, yep. And they're like, so how long have you been dating? She's like, 2 years. And you're like, oh, this is not
so overdue. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Is that really the issue? It's not in front of everyone that's the problem. It's
should we talk about it now?
You're a bit late, babe.
Yeah.
Oh, love in all its colors.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Renters could soon save hundreds of dollars on payment fees under new laws. Alexander Nimmo reports.
As cost of living pressures mount, the 2.2 million renters in the state are feeling the squeeze as many landlords force them to use third-party apps that charge fees to make rental payments. A new proposal from the state government would force landlords to provide tenants with a free electronic method, such as bank transfers or the federal government's centre-pay bill service. The legislation is expected to be introduced into Parliament in October. Premier Chris Minns says you shouldn't have to pay the rent.
The federal government's bid to reform the Reserve Bank has suffered another blow. The Greens are insisting interest rates must fall before they support the legislation. The government wants to split the bank's board in two, one to set interest rates and the other to run the bank. The call comes ahead of the RBA's latest two-day meeting, which begins today. Australia is expected to achieve a bigger surplus than forecast in the May budget due to reduced government spending. The final figures are yet to be released but are predicted to show a surplus above $9.3 billion. Lebanon says three people have been killed during intensified exchanges of cross-border fire between Israel and Hezbollah. In northern Israel, thousands of people sought shelter in response to a barrage of rockets, cruise missiles and drones. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports from Beirut.
The Israeli military saying that these attacks are going to continue and they are going to intensify. So the fear here in Lebanon is that we could be seeing the beginning of a wider Israeli offensive against Hezbollah. And Hezbollah remains defiant. They say that these attacks are going to continue unless there is a ceasefire in Gaza. And all recent efforts for a deal in Gaza have failed. That was the main hope to try to de-escalate tensions here along the border. Now, I was in Tahrir talking to some Hezbollah supporters. They say that